Hey everybody, welcome to the NZT48.com podcast, a podcast all about passive incomes, business mindset, personal growth and fitness as well. We have a ton of different websites which are all around these categories, and in each podcast we take one of the pieces that we've written for any of these sites and we kind of give a more audio friendly version of it. Some days we only do 3 and 4 minute videos, other times we'll do full hour long interviews and podcasts. Definitely think about subscribing. We're on all the different platforms, and thank you so much for listening. Our podcast will start right after this. One of the conversations we've been having in the office recently is about the big things that are going to come around in 2021. And it's because there's a lot of different things that have happened this year that have really set the world in a different direction to what we all expected when the year started. And we got into a discussion the other day about why I think now is the time to get into travel affiliates if you want to win big in 2021. Now, it would seem like the worst time in the world to start setting up a new Airbnb location or an airline or something like that. But then again, Michael O'Leary did get half price on 100 planes after 9/11. So sometimes what can seem like the worst time to get into something is actually the best time to get into something. And that's why the rest of us need to seriously consider putting a lot of time now into creating a travel website, social feed, or something around travel that interests you, and get ready to send them to travel affiliates. So when we started this discussion, the biggest question I had was, well, why now? So the simple fact is this year, for obvious reasons, has been awful for the travel industry. And next year, it looks like we're going to be into heavy global recession. Once again, sorry to tell you that, guys, but people need an outlet and cabin fever has set in. So people will be eager to travel once the world kind of properly opens up again next year and people have got back to employment or some semblance of normality. And now, because of everyone working at home, lockdown and so on, people are spending more time online than ever. So the obvious reason why to begin is because there's more people online who will look at your content that you can gain subscribers, gain views, and gain trust from these people now. The second reason is one of saturation. So due to lockdowns worldwide, anyone who was in this industry primarily before will have lost money and revenue. Some could be diversifying or looking to go back to a regular day job. So their loss can become your opportunity. This happens every time there's a recession. There's kind of a correction in the market and people who aren't real entrepreneurs go back to what they were doing. So the fake entrepreneurs go back to business as usual, and those of us that cannot live like the rest of the population, we reap the rewards. Now, the downside to this is obviously it's still a ways off making money. So it's going to be a long time before you can really reap the rewards of this. It could be a little ways into 2021. It could be a long ways into 2021. So although you have to do the work now, you're probably not going to earn from it until the market gets back on track. Now, my advice would be to start with a travel site, an Instagram, and maybe a travel podcast talking about your experiences, share your photos from the past, all that sort of thing. And grow this really, really easily. And there's tons and tons of affiliates then you can loop into this. Now, I wouldn't bet too much on smaller affiliates. I'd work with the larger ones until you have seen the market correct. Because if you start now promoting a smaller affiliate, by the time the market gets back to standard, do we know if they're going to be alive? So I would suggest going over to Commission Junction, which gives you access to the likes of Skyscanner, and they're a big commission payout affiliate network. ShareASale has tons of these as well, and they're not going anywhere. The biggest one, the one that I would suggest, is Booking.com, because these guys have been around long enough, they've got enough revenue, they're not going anywhere, and they're going to continue paying you. So let us know what you think in the comments in our article, which is linked in the description below the podcast. And thank you so much for listening. Obviously, this is one of our quick podcasts. We like to do these ones just every couple of days. But starting next week, we're going to be doing more long-form discussions, interviews, and so on here at NZT48.com. As always, keep pushing for passive income. It's the best way to live. Thank you again for listening, guys.